Lord be with you.
And with you.
I'm Steve, and I'm an alcoholic. It's been 45 days, 45 years, and 22 days since the last drink. In my Sunday church, tradition rules in certain conditions for communion. The communion elements must be consecrated by ordained clergy. I don't find this in the Bible, but only in the church polity done by the denomination. The church supposedly bounded by tradition, reason, experience, and scripture. Part of that belief is the same as serenity, an open table with no membership, age, or other requirements. Keep that in mind as I express the fact that for the past few years, I've been a caregiver for my wife, who's been homebound. The church had a plan for homebound persons to receive communion once a month. Recall, do this as often as you will in remembrance of me. That's in 1 Corinthians 11, 24 to 28. And if you like the red letters, it's in Luke 22, 19. The pastor would consecrate the elements, and volunteers would go forth and deliver them to those who were homebound. I arranged this for her. Two people brought the consecrated elements and their hearts to her. She didn't like it. I'm not sure why. Was it rushed? Was it strangers? Was it too quick? She didn't like it. So when I asked her the next time, she said that not to have them come. So on June 2nd, I got Welch's grape juice and bread, and she and I shared what would be the most special communion ever.
Amen.
For you see, 26 days later, on June 28th, she stepped in the arms of Jesus.
Amen.
At 7:30 in the morning.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.